Begin the current daf Masech the Shabbos daf. You begin the Tosef the Masechel. Tosef begins with the words of the Gemara. Hasam leshchicha shichus. There, it's not common to become intoxicated, which Tosef asks from a Gemara Masech the Tainus and answers the question. There's our Gemara had asked, what do you mean? Even according to the one who holds Ma'ir b'zecheva, why is halacha that you have to stop in the middle even if you started? But by mincha, according to everyone, it's an obligation to be started. You don't have to stop. So the Gemara answers, as our Tosef quotes, mincha, you don't have to stop because it's not common to become drunk during the daytime, in contrast to Ma'ir. Now, Tais asks, if you're going to say, the Bereish Perek Basud the Tainas, in the beginning of the last Perek Masech the Tainas, of Chavav Mabez Amrina. The Gemara tells us that according to Yehuda, on the public fast, and Yom Kippurim, and by the Mamadis, the Kahanu do Nesiyas Kapayim the Duchen, by Shachas and Munsev, and not by Mincha and Ne'ilo, because although no one's eating anyway the whole day, but Shachas and Munsev, regarding Shachas and Munsev, the Chol Yom Leshricha Shichras, during those times of the day, people generally do not become drunk. So, like Gazrini, we don't make a gzera that we shouldn't be able to do on a fast because of a regular day. But mincha v'ne'ilo, but regarding the afternoon time, the shchich shechus, where it's common to become drunk, there chashinu we're concerned. And therefore, even on a fast day where no one's drinking or eating anyway, still we say at that time they cannot do the nesiyas kapayim. One thing says Tais, amo we see gam b'mincha shchich shechus. That also in the afternoon time, by mincha time, it is common to become intoxicated. That refutes our Gemara that says that leish shchich shechus. Says Tais Yashem, what you could say is that it's different because the hasam over there, the Gemara Tainis, is le'in in the nesiyas kapayim. Regarding the halacha of doing the nesiyas kapayim, that's different. There we're going to say that it's what's called chashin l'shichrus, because the fil l'shasa el revias, because if one even drank just a quarter of a loig, asalisa as kapa, but you now go and do it in the nesiyas kapayim. Regarding tefillah, which does not have such a severe interpretation of shichrus, that halacha was not so severe, and that we said by mincha time, we're not concerned, and therefore one does not have to stop his meal, in contrast to my. During the next taste of the Maskel, Tais begins the words of the Gemara, Trichutz Lameisem Yoni, is it such a difficulty to go ahead and tie on the belt? Void, moreover, another question on the Gemara's previous discussion is, Leik Kohechavitzli, what do you mean, just daven like that with the belt open? So Mishan, the Gemara answers, Mishan Mishanem, because the Pasuk says, Hichain Likras Lekech Yisrael, go and prepare yourself, the Jewish people, towards your God. Which Tais says that, so it's obvious in the Gemara, although it answers the Gemara's second question, obviously the Gemara was not concerned about answering the first question, and as we find that there's such a concept that the Gemara asks that question, but it's not bothered that, yes, it is a tircha, and therefore that we say that once you started, you don't have to go ahead and stop. But regarding the second question, that the Gemara answers and says, yes, that you cannot daven like that because you have to be dressed appropriately, and having your belt open is not appropriate. Now, however, Taisa says, and we come from here, we see, that you have to go ahead and girdle yourself and tie on the belt when you're davening, as we see from the Gemara, that would be a violation of Hichel Nekras L'Kech Yisrael. But Taisa brings the Machzav Vitri Mefarash. The Machzav Vitri, he actually explains, what's the time to be in the Ezer? What's the reason why you have to wear a girdle, a belt? It's simply because you cannot have that the heart sees the naked area. You have to have a separation. Oh, says the Machzav Vitri, V'daf Kalhen, and specifically in Talmudic times, Shlohoyla Mechnesayim, that they didn't have any pants, they would wear a robe, L'kacha Yitzrich and Lezer, B'shas Tevila, therefore that's why they have to go out and girdle themselves when they're davening. Avaledi Dan, but oh, says the Machzav Vitri, Sheshlona Avnei Shal Mechnesayim, we anyways have the separation, we have the belt elastic of the pants, and on the Tzrich and Lezer, we don't have to girdle ourselves, that's because Shitas Taisis from the Machzav Vitri, is that the reasoning is only to be Mavsik, and therefore you have that even without a specific belt. To the next taste of a master, Tais begins the words of the Gemara, Rami Puzmiki. He would go ahead and wear fine footwear when he would davening. So says Tais, Mekanyash Lechich, from here he could prove, Shainless Baal Yachif, as we see from the Gemara, that one should not daven barefoot, Ela Betesba of Yom Kippurim, except for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippurim, when you not wear shoes, then you could daven without shoes. But in other cases, otherwise, one is supposed to have shoes when he's davening, Shemayna Esther. To the next taste of Maskel, taste begins with the words of the Gemara, Iika di Isle Dino. They said that if anyone that has a court case, lay a letter come in. Which the Gemara, Taisa asks on this customer, Bame Rabasi, and Taisa explains where the Gemara said that they would learn, and every hour they would come out and they would bang and say, whoever has a court case should come in. Now Taisa bothered, why would they go ahead and make announcements, whoever wants a din Taira, when they're in a learning Taira? Mashma the Adif din mil Tamil Taira. It sounds like that, yeah, judging a court case is more important than learning Taira. I v'hod amrin in perek basa the ma'id katan of this that we learn at the end. We learn the last perek ma'id katan of yidzayin amid alf. Kabahu the tarki zibur v'shachem. There was someone that had some bad things that he had done. And what happened was is that a bee came, bit him, and he died. Now, Ailu Lamarta de Chasidi, they took him into the cave, to the burial places of the pious ones, but Lekiblu, and they did not accept him. Lamarta de Daini, then they brought him to seemingly a lower grave, which is that of the judges, Lekiblu, and therefore they accepted him. So you see that that of Tamid Chacham of the Chasidim is greater than the judges. How can we say in our Gemara the judges are greater that you stop learning to judge? Says Taisa Hasim over there is but the Yonish in a Mumchim. No, truth is, judging is greater than learning Torah. However, there, when he was taken only into the burial place, the snake allowed him to come in, was by judges, she'inam mumkin. There are not the professional judges. Sometimes they are biased after the bribes, and therefore, that's why that's a lower level than chassidim. But again, like in Argamar, we see that, yes, it would be greater to judge a court case than just learn Torah. Say next place, the Maskel Tev begins word of the Gemara. Din emes lamita. This refers to someone who judges a true court case to its truth. Which Taisa says, what does it mean emes lamita? The Gemara said, whoever is done din emes lamita, even for one moment, it's like he became a partner with God in the Maaseh Bereishis. So Taisa explains, what's emes lamita? It's lafuki din meruma. It's to exclude that of a perverted judgment or a distorted judgment. I mean to say, you could have a din emes that's not lamita. How so? Let's say there's two witnesses that are saying testimony. Now, according to the basic law, that if they testify, then you go based on their testimony. But let's say you could tell that they're liars. But you could say, okay, but this is what they're saying, so I'm going to go on that. That would be din emes, but it wouldn't be lamita because you could tell that they're lying. So therefore, you have to continue assessing and inspecting and until you could get the truth of the truth. That's what the Gemara means to say when it says emes lamita lafuke din meruma.